current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative, establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to today's episode of News Right Now, Supply Chain Warfare. The recent supply chain attack targeting Hezbollah through the sabotage of communication devices like pagers and walkie-talkies proves the low, quote-unquote, Israel has stooped to knows absolutely no bounds. The very well thought out and detailed to precision into making this operation meant they mapped out the flow of pagers into Lebanon, pinpointing the weaknesses in the supply chain where they could therein intercept the devices at key points, ensuring that they would modify them without detection. Small quantities of high-grade explosives were planted inside these users, never being able to guess the dangers at the palms of their hands. The indiscriminate violence of terrorism by quote-unquote Israel, the Zionists, whether it is bombing, inhumane tortures, assassinations, or covert sabotage, the human toll has been immense. This incident killed 32 people and injured thousands more. Tens and tens of thousands have been martyred in the Gaza Strip in the past 11 months. Yet, silence. Silence from the international community. The global response remains muted. The silence is deafening. Where is the outrage? Where is the anger for such inhumane and atrocious crimes? When will the world speak out against the barbarism and savagery that the Zionist state just casually gets away with every time? This attack is a slap in the face, a reality check that the Zionist state can and will do whatever she wants and no one can stop her. It's a reminder to all that we are all nothing but vulnerable beings who, at any point, can be made victim to the desires of our true enemy. The fact that pagers, everyday communication devices, could be turned into weapons underscores the dangerous reality that anything made by others could be used against us. We can't trust anyone, and we are not safe within the confines of our very homes. This incident reinforces the urgent need to break free from the Western dependence through self-sufficiency in technology. The urgent need to work and re-establish the Islamic Khilafah state, which not only would allow us to advance in area of technology alone, but in all areas of statehood and leadership, bi-idhnillah. This incident is a clear demonstration of why we must focus on developing our own technological capabilities, ensuring that we are never vulnerable to manipulation. The path forward lies in building a strong, independent infrastructure rooted in the Khilafah, which would allow us to produce our own devices and secure our communication and defense systems. Only then can we safeguard our future against the hidden threats embedded in foreign technologies, as well as create a viable and strong state which would send a clear message to the world that we are here to ensure everyone is protected and treated with care and in a just manner. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.